You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Be sure to check out WDWDailyNews.com. WDW Daily News provides articles and other information about the Walt Disney Company and more. Be sure to follow them on Twitter at WDWDailyNews, a proud partner of Sorcerer Radio.
You are going to be a force for good and a very important sorcerer.
The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Are you insane?
You're listening to Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com. Time for your weekly dose of Disney news. This is Chris Rowe. It's Jeff Davis and DW60 on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
Welcome to the program. It's episode 3 of DW60's Press Row Podcast. Jeff Davis here with you. Hope you're having a fantastic Labor Day weekend. Everybody getting in just another little bit of summer before all the schedules get hectic. You know, going back to school, back to work on Tuesday. Some of you might just spending some time with some friends. Some of you might be at the pool with a barbecue. And even some of you might be headed to the Walt Disney World Resort. Now, just because it's Labor Day weekend does not mean we don't have Disney news to get to. Now, this past week on DW60, during Press Row, we covered a lot of different things. And that's what you're going to hear as always. What we'll talk about is the details on the return of Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party and also the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. Then once again, Chef Mickey's has been relocated once again. We'll talk about Flamingo Crossings construction, Tea Traders at Disney Springs, Rivers of Light, and the live stream that it had. Also, a heartwarming story from the Magic Kingdom. And is Disney's Hollywood Studios finally getting a new park name? All of that you're going to hear on DW60's Press Row podcast this time around. Now, after we replay Press Row for you, I'll have a couple of other news stories for you to listen to as well. So let's not waste any time. Let's get to the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you the top news stories from the Walt Disney World Resort on DW60. This is Press Row.
Time to look at those headlines from the Walt Disney World Resort here on Press Row, and we start with this. Halloween has made its return, and its earliest ever return to the Magic Kingdom, with Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party starting last Friday. Well, it's still August, and people were already in their Halloween best. But like in recent years, the party includes, of course, Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Parade. You know, you've got Hocus Pocus, Villain Spectacular right there at Cinderella Castle. You've got the Hallowishes fireworks. And also, one of probably the most important parts is the fact that you get Halloween candy as well. There are stations all over the Magic Kingdom where you can take your bag and grab some Halloween candy. What a fantastic combination, right? Good parades, good fireworks, attractions are open for you to enjoy, and you get candy at the same time. Lots of great locations. I'm kind of curious, what is your favorite location to go to where you think you get the most candy while trick-or-treating during Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party? Let me know on Twitter at DW_60. I'm very, very curious about that. But the thing is that as you head towards the Magic Kingdom, as you get ready to go to this, you know, big celebration, there is no doubt in my mind whatsoever that Disney is letting you know that it's Halloween time. Because on the nights of Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, there are two huge Mickey pumpkins that are inflated, it looks like, right there on the Magic Kingdom sign as you pay for parking. So, no doubt it's definitely Halloween time at Walt Disney World. And because guests are entering the Magic Kingdom to attend the party, A lot of people can do so before, you know, the day guests are required to leave the park. Our arriving guests are routed behind Main Street USA on the east side, where they receive trick-or-treat bags and their first treats of the evening. So keep that in mind. As soon as you get in the door, you're already getting candy. That's a pretty good deal. And of course, the walkway there behind the Main Street USA area is decorated somewhat for Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, but they're trying to make the area as nice-looking as possible. You're kind of going backstage there. And of course, you know, the partygoers are going to be finding opportunities to purchase, you know, party-themed merchandise during the walk behind Main Street USA. So you've got the candy, and you've also got merchandise that you can grab a hold of right there as you go inside. So that's fantastic. Also, while you're there at the party, a limited edition Magic Band is available for sale in several locations around the park. If you're somebody that likes to collect the Magic Bands, especially when it comes to the holiday, you know, parties that they have at Walt Disney World, those are going to be available. Now, also, Belle and Gaston are going to make joint appearances during the party near Gaston's Tavern in the new Fantasyland area, so you can see them together, most likely. And also, Tomorrowland's Rocket Tower Plaza stage is hosting the Monstrous Scream-O-Ween Ball. So look carefully for some rarely seen characters amongst the attendees when you head out there. Great music for the entire family to get out and dance to while the kids are in costumes. I'm sure the characters are also in costume as well, so that's a really good time over in Tomorrowland if you want to check that out. Now, throughout the park, like I said, treat stations staffed by cast members distribute large handfuls of candy. I mean, you've got the Mars bars, the Snickers, the Twixes, all kinds of stuff. But from the Mars Wrigley Candy Company, allergy-sensitive guests may ask for a bag for collecting tokens that provide an alternative treat. So if you're allergic to certain things, let them know before they give you any candy. Special character meet and greet opportunities are also available around the park, such as Jack and Sally. You've got them from the Nightmare Before Christmas. Though you might expect the queues to the meet rare characters around the park to be very long, those lines are going to be kind of long, so just be as patient as you can when you're going to see these characters. As the 7 p.m. start of the first night's party approached, cast members' estimates for the wait times do exceed about 90 minutes for Jack and Sally because they are very rarely seen, so very popular. Be very, very, very patient with cast members, all right? Now, during a hard ticket event like this, most of the attractions tend to, you know, remain open for partygoers, but between the cap on ticket sales and the fact that partygoers, you know, tend to seek out the treat station, special character experiences, the parades, the stage shows and fireworks and ride wait times, they do tend to be much lower than regular operating hours. So keep that in mind as well. For example, let me just tell you this. After the presentation of Hallowishes, the fireworks, the posted standby time at the ever-popular Seven Dwarfs Mine Train was only 30 minutes this past Friday night when they had the first party. And from what I hear, Space Mountain was even less. So FastPass Plus ride reservations are really not available during the party either. But that means you've still got time to do a lot of the favorite attractions that you really want to do. Now, for those that play the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom game in the park, or even those that just like collecting the cards, now the party includes a special issue event-exclusive game card. This year's card is themed to the Country Bear Jamboree. So what you need to do is you stop over at the firehouse on Main Street USA at any time during the party and show your party wristband, which will be marked, of course, to get your one per attendee card if you're a collector of those cards and you want to be playing that game throughout the Magic Kingdom. Now, not to be left out, of course, is Disney's PhotoPass photographers. They also have a special magic shot that is available if you want to check that out. Be sure to ask, as only the photographers who do not offer any special features or props for photos are those accompanying characters. Any guests that purchase Memory Maker packages before, during, or after their Walt Disney World visit can download the photos. They are available to annual pass holders with the download benefit as well. Now, the My Disney Experience app also sells a Memory Maker one-day option for $59, which can be purchased in the app or during the park visit. So there's a lot of different things for every single bit of information that you really need. What you need to do is head over to the Disney World website, go to the area where they have Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. You're going to get all kinds of details. And if you're wearing a costume, if your kids are wearing a costume, those guidelines and what you can and cannot wear or bring into the park will be in that section as well. So make sure you check that out before you visit Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party over at the Magic Kingdom. So, all right. So, the start of the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival is, right here, right now. I mean, literally, it runs all the way to November the 13th, which also means it's the longest ever food and wine festival at the park ever. It's absolutely crazy. Epcot celebrates the 35th anniversary of its opening on October the 1st. So, for this year, celebrating 35 years of Epcot with a record number of 35 marketplaces, which are the kiosks that you can, go to throughout the World Showcase, where you can buy your food, you can buy your wine and other beverages as well. A lot of good stuff to choose from. And also, some of the new marketplaces are serving returning favorites. Active Eats will include loaded mac and cheese, for example. And some of the returning marketplaces that have not been at the festival in years, like India, for example, last appeared, 2008, 2009, I think? They're going to be there as well with brand new dishes for you to check out. So when it comes to the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival, definitely bring your appetite, but also just try not to eat too much throughout the morning or anything else, because there's a lot of different places to check out and you're going to have some fantastic food. So enjoy it. If you're going, I'm extremely jealous because I love Food and Wine Festival. And at the same time, you've got the Eat to the Beat concert series going on at the American Gardens Theater. They're in the World Showcase. Some fantastic, artists are coming this year. I wish I could see all of them. If I was a local, I'd be there for every single, artist that was coming through there for the Eat to the Beat concert series. It's supposed to be fantastic this year. So enjoy that. All right. So we originally reported back to you in June that Chef Mickey's is going to be temporarily relocated to the convention center over at Disney's Contemporary Resort for 2 weeks while they were doing some kitchen maintenance. Well, then that maintenance, for whatever reason, was canceled in mid-July. It never happened. Well, guess what? It has been rescheduled once again. It's going to be taking place late November through December 2017. Now, that does not mean that you cannot go and have Mickey's Chef Mickey's, I'm sorry, I just lost train of thought there for a second. Doesn't mean you can't have the buffet. The All You Care to Eat buffet is still going to be going on with Mickey Mouse and his friends. It's going to be relocated to the convention center at Disney's Contemporary Resort, like I said, November through December 2017. It's late November, not early November or anything else. Probably about a month. But what you want to do to dine at this location, you will still make your reservation for Chef Mickey's. You can do it online, or you can call 407-WDW-DINE. You're still going to get all the great food and everything else. You just won't have the atmosphere that you normally would at Chef Mickey's. They're at the Contemporary. You're just be in the convention hall. No big deal. The food will still be... The food's 50-50 for me on Chef Mickey's. I was... Let's see. Chef Mickey's, we did it last year for our November trip, and I wasn't all that impressed. I don't know what it was. I don't know if maybe it was because we had a late dinner there and they weren't bringing out as much, fresh food or something. I'm not sure. But the popularity of Chef Mickey's kind of went down for me a little bit. Not sure what it was. Maybe it was just the food had been sitting out for a while. Didn't taste all that great. But it is still a fantastic experience for the entire family to see Mickey and his friends come by your table, do pictures, stuff like that. So continue to make those reservations, even though it's going to be at the convention hall for a little while. So wanted to cover that with you. All right. The Walt Disney Company is set to begin work on a project that has been delayed since 2007. Long time. That was the last time anybody ever heard about it. It's called Flamingo Crossings. And Disney is going to be building it starting in 2018. They're going to build and retain ownership of roughly, I'd say, 237,000 square feet of space located in the area west of State Road 429. I have no idea where that location is, but it's a big area. It's going to be taking place in a few phases, I guess you could say. And here's the thing, that what I want to call this, I want to call it Disney Springs 2.0, but it's not going to be just like Disney Springs. A lot of the things that you have at Disney Springs can be a little pricey at times. What they're going to be doing with this place is just a little bit different. What do I want to call it? Cheaper and more family-friendly retail-wise for the amount of money that you pay type of stuff is going to be at this location is what's going to be happening. A lot of details have not been released, and Disney is not talking all that much about it, but it should be interesting to see when it comes up what it's going to look like. They're not doing Disney Springs 2.0. That's not going to happen. Okay? Flamingo Crossings is just going to be another retail area for Disney, for the Disney company. About 29 retail and restaurant structures should be opening up in that area. They say the area covers about 45 acres. That's a lot. That's a lot. So hopefully this will be something interesting. How long it's going to take to build? I don't know. Not sure. You know how Disney is when they're building stuff. They like to take their time. Look how much time it's taken for them to put those parking garages up. And they're building a third one across the street from Disney Springs. So there's no telling. I don't know. But we'll keep a watch on it as it gets closer and everything. All right. Tea Traders Cafe by Joffrey's right now is the first and the only Walt Disney World location to offer four images that can be printed atop your favorite foamy beverage. They use what is called a ripple maker. It's a machine that, you know, prints stuff on top of your coffee with a type of a dust. And you've got some image choices that are Mickey, Minnie, Disney Springs logo, and of course the Joffrey's logo as well. It takes about 20 seconds for it to print this stuff on top of your coffee. You know how some places will drizzle something on the top of your coffee to make, you know, a shape or an object or something else. You literally see Mickey Mouse sitting on top of your coffee. Now, the very second that you put a straw in there and stir it, it's gone. It's not like it's a piece of plastic or a piece of chocolate or anything else, but this machine prints out the Disney character or Minnie Mouse or the Disney Springs logo right there on the top of it, plain as day. I've seen pictures over on Facebook and Twitter and everything. People absolutely love it. So don't miss that. I've got to try that the next time I go over there, because that sounds really cool. Everybody's taking pictures of their coffee right now over Disney Springs to see that. All right. In case you did miss it last week, there is a replay of the August 22nd Disney Parks live stream of Rivers of Light that they streamed live from Disney's Animal Kingdom. It's still available if you do want to see it. I had never seen Rivers of Light before. The last time we were at Disney, we wanted to see it. It was canceled due to some, you know, technical issues, and I never did get to see it. So I sat down and watched this entire thing. I honestly don't know what people are complaining about. It's a fantastic show. I see where World of Color comes into play with the technology that they use with the, you know, the water and everything else, but all the boats and different things that they have going on. The music is fantastic. I love watching Rivers of Light. I love watching it on YouTube. Whether or not I love seeing it in person, a little bit different. Next time I go to Walt Disney World, I'll definitely be checking that out. Finally. It's been a while. What, it hadn't even been going on for a year, I guess. But still, I do need to see it in person, so I'm going to do that on my next trip. Okay, finally, a very, very, very good story coming out of the Magic Kingdom last week. A man by the name of Robert Leibowitz. He's from New Jersey, and he is in search of a brand new kidney. And he wore a shirt to the Magic Kingdom on August the 22nd. And on the back of it, it read, "In need of a kidney. O positive, call 917-597-2651. and somebody took a picture of it, and this lady asked, you know, can I put this on social media for you? And he said, oh, yes, definitely, please. And it went viral. Literally went viral. And I think that's what Robert was looking for, was for this to get out to everybody so that he could find a donor for a brand new kidney. According to WFTV, he hugged her and said thank you. He could not have been more excited about it. So since that was posted, that picture on Facebook last Tuesday, it has been shared more than 64,000 times. That's a lot. And Robert Leibowitz is extremely happy with the response. I mean, he's had kidney problems since he was 12 years old. And now he must unfortunately go through dialysis 3 times a week for 4 hours a day, and is going to need a transplant as soon as possible. I mean, the man is literally fighting for his life. He's 60 years old, he's a single father, and he's doing everything he can to try and get this done. So, I'm letting you guys know about it. If you know of somebody, or if you yourself want to help this man, and you possibly might be a match for him, he needs a kidney, O positive, and call 917-597-2651. And let him know that you're willing to help and work with him and do an appointment with the doctor to get tested, all that other stuff. Fantastic story. I absolutely love that. But he wore the right shirt to the Magic Kingdom that day, because now all these people know about it. So just in case you know of anybody in your family, wanted to pass on that information to you. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back on Press Row, some new names for Disney's Hollywood Studios have surfaced via a survey that Walt Disney World guests have been getting. And a lot of people are not very happy with the suggestions. We'll talk about it next.
Storybook Destinations is a full-service travel agency specializing in Disney destinations. Their team of experienced agents handle every aspect of planning your vacation to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Aulani, a Disney Resort and Spa, or Adventures by Disney. Their free concierge services include planning dining, recreation and tour reservations, discount monitoring, transportation, and much more. Visit www.storybookdestinations.com. To write your next fairy tale vacation with Storybook Destinations.
DisneyLiveCams.com is the place that brings magic into your home via live video and web cameras. The staff at Disney Live Cams scours the internet for only the best live Disney feeds. Watch from the comfort of your home or workplace. Be sure to check out the Downtown Disney Cam every night for a wonderful view of Epcot's Reflections of Earth. Feel free to enjoy the Disney Live Cams featured articles. Join the fun with our discussion boxes. And best of all, it's free. Visit DisneyLiveCams.com. Tell your friends and share the magic. DisneyLiveCams.com. A proud sponsor of Sorcerer Radio.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
It's DW60 with Jeff Davis on Sorcerer Radio. srsounds.com.
Press Row continues as we look at the top headlines for the Walt Disney World Resort. And this one is a bit surprising. I haven't talked about this in, I guess, 2 years. Back in 2015, Bob Iger mentioned and kind of hinted at the fact that Disney's Hollywood Studios would be getting a brand new name. Now, this was back when they started talking about, you know, Star Wars going in and everything else. And so, you know, people were interested, kind of exciting, but nothing else was even mentioned after that. We didn't even get any info on it when it came to the D23 Expo. But according to an article that has been posted on a Disney-related website, Disney has been selecting random guests at Walt Disney World with a survey that has some potential names for Disney's Hollywood Studios. Now, since we haven't heard anything about this, we can only guess that Disney has been trying to figure out what kind of a name they want to change it to. And I think, because we haven't heard anything, that Disney is having some issues coming up with a replacement name for the park. And to me, it really, really shows when it comes to the survey that was presented to guests with a list of potential names. Here's what they are, okay? Check this out. First, there was Disney Kaleidoscope, Disney's Storyverse Park, Disney's Hyperia Park, Disney Beyond Park, Disney's Cinemagic Park, Disney's Legends Park, Disney's XL Park, and Disney's Cinemagine Park. And I read this, these names, and I kind of, what? What are, I don't, these are terrible. These are terrible suggestions. This is bad. If this is the best that Disney can come up with so far, we're in trouble. I mean, I really don't have a problem with them calling it right now Disney's Hollywood Studios and keeping it that way. It still has to do with Hollywood, if you think about it. Lucasfilm, The Muppets, Mickey and Minnie, Aerosmith, Twilight Zone, Indiana Jones, all that is Hollywood-type stuff. So what is the big deal with continuing to call it Disney's Hollywood Studios? I don't want to tell people, yeah, I'm headed over to Disney Hyperia Park. What is that? Where are you going to be at? I'm going to be at Hyperia. Where are you going to be? I'm going to be at Cinemagic. It just doesn't, no, it's bad. These are terrible suggestions, and I really, really hope that when guests see this survey while they're visiting Walt Disney World and they're shown this, that they don't choose any of them. I hope there's an option that says, these are terrible suggestions. Why not just do this? Why not simply just call it Disney Studios? You don't have to use the word Hollywood in it. But like I just said, you don't have to change it at all. Hollywood still has a presence at this park in some form or fashion. Think about it. You got streets that are named Hollywood Boulevard and all this. Yeah. Sunset Boulevard and all this. It has to do with Hollywood. The park is still going to have that feel to it, even though Toy Story Land is going in. Even though Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is going in, that does not take away from the Hollywood feel that the park currently has. Even with Mickey and Minnie being implemented into the attraction that was the Great Movie Ride, it still has that type of Hollywood feel to it. The Chinese Theater is not being changed, just the inside of the building is being gutted. Chinese Theater is still going to be there. So why change the name at all? Or why not just change it to Disney Studios? Disney Kaleidoscope Park? What is that? And I really don't understand Disney XL Park. Out of all the Imagineers that you guys have got, so far in 2 years, this is the best that you can come up with. My recommendation, just leave it alone. Just cut out the Hollywood part and just call it Disney Studios. It was okay when it was MGM, because MGM was a big sponsor for the park. A lot of the stuff that had to do with the attractions that were there were affiliated with MGM. But, you know, that part of the contract went away. So they just said, Hollywood. We'll call it Hollywood Studios. And it flows off the tongue really nice. Hey, where are you going? Heading over to Hollywood Studios. I'm going to DHS. But I cannot say to anybody with a straight face, yeah, I'm heading over to Disney XL Park. What, extra large? You're pointing it towards a demographic on that. That's terrible. Or is the extra large portion because you got two brand new portions of the park that's opening and it's going to be bigger than ever? Yeah, it's an XL park now. No, that's terrible. I'm not totally on board with Disney's Legends Park. It's okay. because some of the stuff that is involved with the park, they are legends. Aerosmith, legends. Twilight Zone, a legendary TV show. Star Wars, a legendary series of movies. Toy Story, huge, legend-like. Okay, I get it, but it doesn't flow very well. Disney's Legends Park, no. Hyperia, I don't even understand why that's in there. Not a clue, but Kaleidoscope, that's probably the worst out of all of them. So, if you run, in my opinion, if you run across this survey while you're at Walt Disney World, I hope there's an option where you can say, none of these. They're all bad. Because from what I've read on social media so far, no one has liked these choices. So Disney, really, go back to the drawing board. Because Disney's Kaleidoscope Park is not going to cut it. Just call it Disney Studios. And finally, oh, by the way, I wanted to run this by you guys real quick. It has now been 325 days that the Magic Kingdom has been without a nighttime parade. Yes, we do have Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party going on right now. We do have the Boo to You parade, which has got the lights and everything. A little, yeah, okay, it's a nighttime parade. Does it count? No. That does not count. The parade during Mickey's Christmas party doesn't count. No. We want a nighttime, twinkling lights, fantastic music type of parade back at the Magic Kingdom. But it has now been 325 days since we've had one to enjoy. Disney, fix the problem. Those are your headlines from the Walt Disney World Resorts here on Press Row.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Swisher Radio, srsounds.com.
And those are some of your top headlines coming from the Walt Disney World Resorts this past week during DW60's Press Row. And I did have a couple of other things that I did want to talk with you guys about. Now, first off, we know about the construction going on over at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Of course, you have Star Wars Galaxy's Edge being constructed right now. And also, Toy Story Land is going to be coming. So all the kids and some, you know, adults are going to be really, really excited to see that. One specific coaster that's being built there is called the Slinky Dog Dash. And the Slinky Dog itself actually showed up at Disney's Hollywood Studios just a few days ago, as per the post that was done by Disney Parks blog. So the actual track itself has been, you know, constructed. It is ready to go. They did that, of course, before the Slinky Dog itself showed up. So a lot of people very excited. They saw it going down I-4 at one time on a flatbed truck. So I saw all kinds of stuff on Facebook and Twitter showing the Slinky Dog making its way to the Walt Disney World Resort. Of course, that is scheduled to open up in summer of 2018, next year, that you'll be able to enjoy that attraction over at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Now, a little bit more of a serious side, if you're going to be going on a cruise on the Disney Cruise Line during the next few days, today's September the 3rd, all the way out to like September the 8th or 9th, maybe even the 10th, if you're going to be on the Disney Cruise Line and you're headed that way, make sure you are tracking what is happening with Hurricane Irma. Now, this storm is a monster. It came out just as a tropical wave, then a tropical storm, I think. And overnight, within a, 12 hours, it shot all the way up to a Category 2 hurricane. And Hurricane Irma could possibly make it into the Caribbean. Forecasters are not exactly sure what is going to happen with the storm. Could go further westward into the Caribbean. It may curve and, you know, head up the East Coast. But here's what Disney is doing. As you're checking in at Port Canaveral for your cruise on the Disney, you know, Fantasy, the Disney Dream, stuff like that, Disney Cruise Line is handing out letters to guests to let them know there has been a few adjustments to your itinerary, so make note of that. Now, if you decide that you're not going to go because of the threat of Hurricane Irma, let Disney know. Call them right now. See what you can do. But Disney is going to do everything that they can to try and stay away from this hurricane because it's just not safe. at Disney, so they're going to try and keep you as safe as possible and try to get you to some good ports, even though the threat of a hurricane might be in the Caribbean. You know, it might not. It might curve off and just head up the East Coast. It may stay more of a westerly track and head straight into the heart of the Caribbean, and that's a lot of the ports that Disney Cruise Line stops at, as far as like the Disney Fantasy and stuff like that. So make sure you keep up to date with Disney Cruise Line and what's going to be happening with your cruise as per the threat that Hurricane Irma will possibly have on that area. So please be very careful. One other thing I did want to mention, if you're a person who likes to use the Disney mobile app, something very, very interesting and really cool has happened. The Disney Experience app keeps you up to date on a lot of different things. You can check into your hotel. You can buy tickets. You can make reservations. You can get FastPass Plus. But one thing that they have not done that a lot of people have been asking for is for those of you who are using the Disney Dining Plan during your vacation, you've always wanted a way to track your dining points. For instance, let's say you have the standard dining plan, okay? You've got one snack, one counter service, and one table service restaurant each and every day. Sometimes it is hard to really keep up with those points as to what you do and do not have available. I can't tell you the amount of times I've had to walk up to a cashier and go, can you please check and tell me how many snacks do I have left on my dining plan? And I kind of feel bad because I know people behind me are waiting to pay for their food or something else, and all I need is a ticket printed out with all that stuff on there. Well, the My Disney Experience app now has that opportunity for you to check your dining points to see what you have left over. So let's say, for instance, you're at the end of your vacation. It's your final day. You woke up. You head over to the food court. You know, you're going to get breakfast because you still have it to use that day if you haven't used them all already. And you've got a long, let's say, 9-hour drive back home. And the kids go, oh, well, I want some ice cream. I want a Mickey bar. I want some gummy bears or a popcorn ball or something else. And you know that you have Disney snacks left over. You just don't know how many. All you have to do is open up the My Disney Experience app, and you can check to see how many Disney dining credits you have left over as far as table service, quick service, and snacks. The My Disney Experience app is going to continue to evolve. That is what Disney said when they first rolled this thing out. We're going to continuously make changes to this app so that it's more beneficial for you while you're on your Walt Disney World vacation and before you get here as well. So between making dining reservations, making FastPass Plus reservations, checking into your hotel, wait times, pictures, and just to add to that, and I absolutely love this, checking your Disney dining credits. So important, because if you leave and you haven't used everything, you're just missing out on money. That's all there is. I cannot tell you how many times I've heard guests say, you know, I wasn't sure how many dining credits I had left. Come to find out, I had 4 Disney snack credits left, and I could have used them the day before we left. You know, whether it be getting a snack before you get in the car or whether you're headed to the airport, it's nice to know that information and you don't feel like you're missing out. You don't feel like you're losing money in the process. So make sure you continuously update the My Disney Experience app as they may make updates to it, because it's just going to benefit you during your Walt Disney World vacation. So those are just a couple of extra news stories to get to for DW60's Press Row podcast. Now, if you ever want to listen to DW60 in its entirety, it happens on Sorcerer Radio over at srsounds.com. DW60 comes on Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. And then there's a replay later on that evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time in case you weren't able to listen to the show that morning. If you want to get a hold of me, there are a couple of ways to do it. You can do it on Twitter at DW_60. You can follow the DW60 Facebook page, or you can send me an email. Send it to DW60@srsounds.com. And I'll return next time with more headlines from the Walt Disney World Resorts. Thanks again for listening to DW60's Press Row podcast, and have a magical day.
Transmission commencing. This is Wookiee Radio.
Translated for the Wookiee apparently.
I like that Wookiee.
Your hosts, Ken, Derek, and Mike, bring you the latest news and commentary from the far reaches of the galaxy.
Hold it. I said hold it.
Subscribe today on iTunes and Stitcher.
I just assumed he's a Wookiee.
Start listening today, and remember,
the Force will be with you, always.
Forgive the interruption, but I believe this requires your attention.
If you ever believed Captain America was on the U.S. Olympic soccer team, if you ever thought that the Winter Soldier was that brace yourselves guy on the internet, and if you've ever wondered just what would a raccoon do with a machine gun, then don't let another week pass you by without tuning in to
Mighty Marvel Geeks.
Mighty Marvel Geeks is your show about all things Marvel, with news, rumors, commentary, and interviews, as well as our weekly recommendations on what to pick up on New Comic Book Day.
Yes!
We're just like Kevin Bacon.
That's Mighty Marvel Geeks, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Missing the scents of Disney? Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company offers an array of Disney-inspired scents in their home fragrance line. Wax melts, scented candles, and room sprays to bring the scents of Disney to your home. Visit their website, www.magicallyscented.com.
Trader Sam's Coffee is the original artisanal roaster of Disney-inspired coffees. Our coffees are naturally flavored, gluten-free, and never contain artificial flavoring. Trader Sam's Coffee offers an adventure in every bag. Start your adventure at TraderSamsCoffee.com. For Sorcerer Radio listeners, we are offering 20% off your first purchase. Just use code SR20 at TraderSamsCoffee.com.
It's been imitated.
But never replicated.
Sorcerer Radio. All Disney music, all day long. SRSounds.com.